Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome.
I see skies of blue.
It's the Paul Parent Garden Club.
And clouds white.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son.
Blessed day.
I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I am back. I'm live. I'm here. I am somebody that will tell you what's going on. Just needed to wait a little bit. Didn't want to tell everybody everything that was happening. I've been out for the past 5 weeks, right? Pre-planned. All knew what was going on. Wanted to tell a little bit about what's going on. So, it's a long story, but for the longest time, I have had problems with ear infections since I was little, all the way up till now. Ear issues in general. Not great hearing. And when I started the show 5 years ago, I got a lot of emails from people saying, you're clearing your throat a lot. You're doing this. You're always, you know, breathing heavily. And, you know, I was a little, prior to that, I was like, ah, it's just ear issues. I've always had them. This is what goes on. And then I got a little self-conscious. Started to really think about it more. You know, and say, what's really going on? In the past 3 years, I've gone to a number of specialists, and the specialists have said, well, this is, let's try this, let's do this. One of them said, let's try ear tubes. Kind of crazy at a 30-something-year-old to get ear tubes. Those helped for a bit, but didn't do the thing. So we went on to a new specialist, and he looked at everything and said, you're the perfect candidate for this. Eustachian tube dilation. Got to do a bunch of things, and, well, insurance is involved, and insurance takes forever. Insurance took almost a full year in 2022, actually in 2021 into 2022, to approve this surgery, because it is a surgery that was voluntary, right? So it's dilation, Eustachian tube dilation opens up the passage, allows the fluid to drip a little bit and clean out, so I don't clear my throat as much. Don't have as many ear issues. Well, they did a... they have to do scans in order to do this surgery, like CAT scan, right? Well, accidentally, they found a very small hole in my head, behind my eardrum, leading into my brain. wasn't really worried about it by this specialist saying, let's see what happens. Go on, do the Eustachian tube dilation, which I did last year at Christmas. Got that done, saw some improved results. Still had hearing issues. Still had issues there. So after months of discussing with the specialist, back in August, we decided, well, it's time to fix that hole in the head. Now, it's funny, you joke about it. You know, everybody says, oh, you got a hole in the head. Well, no. Wasn't, you know, too funny at first, right? Still, it's funny now. So anyways, doctors looked at it and said, well, it's kind of an invasive procedure. We actually have to go through the side of your head, open it up, go in there and clean it out, fix the hole by using a piece of your bone. Oh, yeah, and while we're there, we're going to cut a very small piece of your brain out because it no longer is working because it is going down into your ear. So, yeah, so we're upgrading this surgery to brain surgery.
Oh!
Now, a little to my surprise, it was minimal brain surgery. It was all being done for my ear to help with the hearing, to help with the fluid that is actually coming from my brain, or was coming from my brain, into my ear, clogging my ear, leading to sinus infections, ear infections, etc. So 6 weeks ago, I went in, had surgery on that. I have about a 4-inch scar on the left side of my head where they went in and cleaned it up, put a patch, a part of the bone, and then some glue, if you will, on to fix that hole. While they were there, they found a second hole, so it was a very good thing that they did it. Because they look at it and say, long term, discussion was meningitis. Could that have happened? Could have. The fluid, anytime you get sick, fluid can go right to the brain and affect it. And then there would be no more me. So we took care of it. But it was 6 weeks of rest. 6 weeks of doing nothing. I just got cleared Friday by the doctor saying that I can go back to work in a week. But I couldn't do anything, and the idea was to rest and get better. Now, let me tell you, it's been a long 6 weeks. Now, am I completely better yet? No. I've gotten sick twice during this. I had a sinus infection and now I have a cold. I've also had more headaches than I have ever had in my life. For a constant period of 2 weeks, the first 2 weeks, which the first week I barely remember. So I spent 5 days in the hospital recovering. Now, why am I telling you this? Well, I've always been honest with everyone, and I wanted you to know where I've been. Yes, it was preventative maintenance, if you will, because we're thinking about the long term. But the short term, one, make sure my health was there. And it was the best time for any because it fit with my work schedule and my life schedule. Now, for work, I had already done all the work for Mahoney's Garden Center by purchasing all the Christmas trees and all the Christmas greens and everything. So it was a perfect time to step away and just have somebody check on it. And I do say, the one who watched it, there's a couple of them, Gene Dooley, who took over for me on the purchasing side, and then Bob Rocco on the operations side, making sure it was done. I sincerely appreciate everything that they did for me. Now, why didn't I say anything? Well, there was that back and forth of saying, do I ever say anything? Because way back when my dad got sick, like, oh, I don't even know how many years now. Maybe back in 2015. No, it was before that. Maybe 13. He was sick where his voice was affected for a bit. And he didn't tell anyone. And then he lost some radio stations. So that nervous was there. But you know what I said? I said, I'm not going to say anything yet. I'm going to say it later. I'm going to give live content. I'm just going to tell people I'll be back. And I'm back. Now, my hearing's not 100% yet. My left ear, they told me it can take about 6 to 8 weeks for it to completely clear up. So my hearing's not back yet. My energy is not completely back. Let me tell you, that was one thing I did not think about. I mean, there were times I'm trying to do things around the house. I'm folding laundry and I'm sweating profusely and saying, what is going on? Anyways, I'm back. I'm good. No issues. Got cleared. I just kind of wanted to tell you what was going on so you guys knew instead of saying, what's going on? Where's he been? Why do you do this? Well, now you know. Anyways, questions, call us 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonite has the answer. Bonite 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
Spomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891. As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Ellie's in Pituit.
Ellie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas.
You too.
I don't envy you with the surgery, but I've got to tell you, it's a good 6 months.
Yeah, I know.
Recuperating.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Yeah, I've had many surgeries. But my question is, somebody gave me some pink hollyhock seeds.
Okay.
Can I plant them now outside, or do I have to do inside?
Now, I wouldn't do them outside at this point, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's... it's one of those things. You're down on the Cape. I know it's a different zone, and you're a little bit warmer.
Yeah.
But I just wait on it.
But spring?
Yeah, I mean, you could do it in spring. You could also...
do it in the house?
Yeah, you could start it in some pots in a nice window, right?
Yeah.
You could. The other thing is a lot of people will just directly plant them into the ground in the spring, right?
Yeah.
They will just plant them right into the soil.
Oh, okay.
now, another thing.
How far apart do you plant these things?
So, if you are you going to do outside?
Yeah.
Outside?
In the spring.
Okay. So, I mean, some of these, I would say you could put them in groupings. You wouldn't have to, I wouldn't put them like, an inch close to each other, but you could put them 6-8 inches apart. That way they can become a nice group, or you could get wider than that. Right?
Yeah.
The thing is, they are a biennial,
right,
as you know. So just remember that the first year they're going to grow vegetatively. And just do stalks and stems and leaves, and usually no flowers. They'll flower the next year, unless you have a really bad winter, right?
Yeah.
So, just think about that going along with it.
you know, if you wanted to do them indoors, you want to do it, you know, late winter. Basically, you're looking at about 8-9 weeks before the last predicted frost, right? So on the Cape, it's usually about May 10th, May 15th, maybe a little bit earlier. So just go back a couple months prior. So that's looking at, you know, beginning of March, end of February is when you would start them indoors, right?
Okay.
You know, you don't need to go anything crazy. You can do small, like, little peat pots when you start them, right?
Okay.
Put them in a light seed starting mix. Maybe you can add a little bit of sand in it. And, you know, you're going to put it on a sunny windowsill or in a under a grow light, right? And you're not going to soak the soil all the time. You're going to just make sure they're slightly moist throughout that germination process. Okay?
Okay.
The other thing you might want to look at doing is if you're going to keep them in a warm spot, if you're trying to get them to germinate quickly, or not quickly, but in a normal rate, getting a heat pad to go underneath the seed.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It just keeps the soil temperature the same versus, you know, if you use a windowsill, right, sometimes the cool temperatures from outside, even though, you know, the storm window's down, all of that, you know, some cool air might get in. But this heat mat will keep that temperature, you know, level, keep it the same, right? And so that's what I would look at. And then, you know, if you wait till the spring, you can put them directly into the ground if you wanted to. And usually at that point, instead of starting them indoors, you go, like I said, right into the ground. But you want to do it about 1 to 2 weeks before the last frost date. So the beginning of May.
You plant the peat pot thing and all?
Yeah, so you would do it around the frost date when you plant it.
Yeah.
But if you just say you wanted to wait until May, or, you know, the end of the season, just to put the seeds in.
Yeah.
You do it about 1 to 2 weeks before the last frost date. And just put the seeds right in.
Okay.
Now, if you have some more questions or you want a little bit more detail, hang tight with me. I'm going to hit a break for everyone else.
I have no more questions.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas,
Merry
Ellie.
Merry Christmas and happy recovery.
Thank you.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Vonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Vonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Vonide Full Sun, Sun or Shade, Dense Shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect lawn started this weekend.
Update. It's Sunday, December 24th, Christmas Eve, and while folks were having fun and busy shopping for holiday gifts in Ocala, Florida, a shooting to tell you about there at the Paddock Mall. One person killed. Ocala Police Chief Mike Balkin says the man targeted in this attack, he was killed after being shot multiple times in a common area at the mall, which is located about 80 miles northwest of Orlando. A woman shot in the leg, several other mall patrons also suffering injuries during this shooting, with one person having chest pain, another reporting a broken arm. A founding member of the group The Dixie Chicks, Laura Lynch, killed in a head-on car crash in El Paso, Texas. Police say the 64-year-old musician died instantly after the driver of another car slammed right into hers. She was born in Texas and recorded 3 albums with the band before leaving back in 1993. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And happy Christmas Eve, day before Christmas. So we're getting excited. I know in my house, my girls were up like it was Christmas Day. They were up, I walked out at 5:30 to get ready for the day, and both of them popped out like, "Hey, what's going on? Excuse me? You should be sleeping." But they were ready to go. It's that Christmas feel, and hopefully you're enjoying your time with family, with everyone. Anyways. We're here to answer some questions, talk about gardening, talk about, you know, what you can do this Christmas. So definitely call us with questions or anything that you want to discuss about the garden. We'll be here for another hour and a half and back like normal schedule. As I said, at the 8 o'clock hour, I'm back and ready to go. Still in the recovery process, but I'm there. I'm here. I was excited to get up this morning and talk with you guys and get back at it. Now, one of the things that we talk about in our newsletter from this past week was recycling your Christmas tree, right? And we talked about it a few times before today, and when, you know, on my live taped broadcasts, right? There's a great article about what to do with your Christmas tree once you're done with it, right? It's not something that you have to just get to the town dump or do whatever. Now, here's a couple lists, and I had brought them up prior, but we'll read them right from the article. Now, if you live near the ocean, some towns will actually take the tree and place them in the sand dunes to catch the sand when the wind blows or to prevent storm erosion by the waves. So check with your town. You might actually be helping the beach. Now, one you might think of and say, this is a pretty easy one. If you have hydrangeas, roses, or tender perennials, this is when you cut the branches from the tree and place them around the plants to help cut the force of the wind on them during the winter. It also blocks the sun from drying out the delicate branches. You want to do it kind of like a teepee around the plant. All right? Now, for newly planted evergreen ground covers like English ivy, pachysandra, and some of the small junipers, lay the branches over them for the winter. It will help keep the foliage green and prevent dehydration. You could also cut these branches into small pieces and add them to the compost pile. It's going to take some time to break down, but it will help create a great soil. After you feed the birds, place the tree near the feeder, and it will give them shelter when those big snowstorms arrive. The tree will also give them a place to hide and check out the area for the neighbor's cat before they go to the feeder. If you do crafts, then cut the branches from a tree and place them in a black plastic trash bag. Put the bag in a sunny location outside and make sure water does not get inside the bag. In just a few weeks, the needles will fall off. Now you can use them to make some fragrant balsam pillows that will keep any room fresh, smelling like the great outdoors. Some towns will take them and they will chip them into mulch to be used around town for ground cover and flower beds. This will take some time to rot and break down, but it's not going to fill the landfill, right? One thing not to do, do not try to burn the tree outside. I mean, you could. I'm not going to lie. It'd be kind of crazy and funny. Because when they're dry like that and you put them, they go up. Here we go. They burn very quickly. So, not something you want to do, put into a fire, because they're going to really, like, basically explode into flames. Couple other things you can do. Now, somebody had emailed in, but there are wildlife farms like goat farms. Goats will actually eat the Christmas trees if you donate them to the farm, right? They'll eat the branches. It's fresh branches for them to eat. So that might be an option for you. Now, if you want to put these outside, one of the things that I recommend is standing the trees up. Say you're doing it for the birds, or you're looking to do it for shelter for some of the animals. Don't lay them on the ground flat, because you're not getting to utilize the whole tree for their protection. Lean it up against something if you could, right? So that way, there's more protection, more branches for those animals to stay in. Right? We know that it's not snow right now, or a lot of snow. So there's no protection for some of the animals. This is a great way to do it. These are all just options instead of getting it to the dump. Right? Instead of throwing it away and not worrying about it. This is a nice, natural way of helping the environment. And I definitely think it would be great for you guys to do. Now, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got another hour and 15 minutes or so to answer your gardening questions. So feel free to give us that call. And like I said, we'll do everything we can to help you out. I know it's Christmas. We're a day before Christmas, so you got a lot going on, right? You got a million things to worry about. The garden might not be it. That's okay. We just want to think about our gardens. And think about what else we could do. So, Again, the phone number, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here for, like I said, another hour and 15 minutes. This Christmas Eve edition. Now, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, I'm going to read again. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. I read it in the 7 o'clock hour, and it's so awesome. It's such a great story. And, you know, you don't get to have some of these stories throughout the year. It's always usually one period of time. This one, I just want to see you say a few times. I just think it's worth it. Now, what else is going on? You know, it's not just your Christmas tree that you can use to protect your plants. Any of the wreaths, any of the garlands, any of those types of things can be used as well. You just want to make sure you take off all the decorations, right? You know, it's inevitable that one decoration or so is going to be there, but cleaning it off is definitely going to be helpful. The other thing when it comes to a tree, making sure you get all that tinsel off, right? I don't know who uses tinsel still, but anybody who does, you can never get it off, all of it, right? But do the best you can if you're going to use it outside. It's going to help protect the birds from using some of that fine material, right? They're going to try to pull it to make nests or do whatever. We don't want that to happen because tinsel doesn't break down, right? So not necessarily taking it right now, right, during the winter months, but this spring, that tinsel could still be out there flying around, and we don't want the birds to have to use that to affect their, you know, themselves and affect their nests. All right. So just some things to be thinking about when it comes to reusing it. The other thing you want to do is you want to make sure you use, if you use wreaths or garland, take out any of the metal that's in there, the metal wire for the wreath, right? Take out any of the string or any of that stuff. The string's not that big of a deal. A lot of nests will be have string in it, but you know, we try to get some of the non-natural stuff out of there if you're using it to protect, right? We just want to make sure it's all set. So once you've removed it from the ring, you can do the same thing as covering, like we talked about for the perennials, the ground covers, make that teepee, do whichever you can. You know, this is the time of year to do it. The cold's really here. I know we're going to get some warm again. The weather's been schizophrenic. It's all over the place. But the fact of the matter is we're winter now. Winter is officially here just a couple days ago. Yeah, but winter's here now. It's ready to go. It's roaring. I mean, it was cold this morning. It's been cold the past couple days. You can see it out there. You could also, like we were talking about, putting it in the compost pile, right? Getting the compost pile ready for next year, getting it out there, because I think using some of the natural stuff is the way to go. And get ready for the next season. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, real quick, I'm going to list a couple plants, and we'll go into the next segment with this. But if you're looking for last-minute gifts to give, and you want to go to a garden center to give plants, here's some low-maintenance plants to give out this year. Snake plant, right? It's, type of Dracaena. This one is the one that has the green in the center, yellow edges. It's great for anybody who's a newbie to a houseplant. Doesn't need a lot of attention, right? You know, it doesn't need a ton of water, ton of everything. Nice, easy plant to give as a gift. Now, I bring up the easy ones because you can explain to the people you're giving it to, hey, I wanted to get you something that was a little bit different. Didn't want you to have something that would sit on a shelf, do all those things. I wanted to get you something that you might not have to worry about, but it'll bring some life to a room. So that snake plant is one. A ZZ plant, right? I would say the Latin name. I'll try it, but I'm going to butcher it. It's Zimiculus azamifolia. That's why they call it the ZZ plant. This one's a succulent. It's very popular, right? Very easy to deal with. Doesn't need a lot of light source. It's just really good. Anyways, we're going to talk about some more. I got a bunch of them that you can be thinking about for last-minute plants that you could give as a gift. Here's our phone number, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And as we were discussing, easy plants, right? Easy plants to give as gifts right now. We named a couple. And one to look at is the philodendron, right? It's one that can be in full light or not a lot of light. So just something to think about. I did forget I have a call in line. I'd rather get to that than talk about this. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Greg is in Keene.
Greg, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning and Merry Christmas to you all.
You as well.
I just wanted to chime in on the Christmas trees or wreaths.
Sure.
If you have a local goat farmer or like a sanctuary, you can bring those trees right to them and they will love them.
Yeah, definitely. I know that the goats will definitely eat them. I've known a few people who have done it. One of the old garden centers I worked at, we had a guy come in right at the end every year and brought them right to his goats.
Yeah, I just thought I'd chime in and let you guys get that out on the airwaves.
No, definitely. I believe, Greg, did you send us an email the other day about it?
No.
Okay, somebody actually sent an email the same exact thing about it. So it's pretty cool. A couple people are out there, you know, making sure we know those things. But it is another excellent opportunity. Instead of just burning it or throwing it away, give it to somebody or, you know, something that can use it.
Well, I'm going to give a shout out to the Grace Animal Sanctuary in Sullivan. If people want to take theirs, they can bring them right to Donna, and she will gladly accept them for all of her goats.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate that, Greg. We definitely appreciate all that information from anybody who's listening. So thank you so much.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year again.
You as well. Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And lots of options for those Christmas trees at the end of this, right? I know some of you don't take them down for a while, and that's fine, too. But just make sure that if you keep them up, keep watering them. Don't just let them go, because after Christmas, you kind of forget. We still have little Christmas coming up in a couple weeks here as well. Now, back to a few of those plants that we're talking about. A few easy ones to deal with. Like I was saying, the philodendron. Nice and easy. It can be a hanging basket. It can be in a pot. Whichever. It doesn't need a lot to it. Air plants might be a great one to have. There's so many different varieties and styles. They go by the name of Tillandsia, right? You can put them in terrariums. You can put them all over the place. Again, they're air plants. So they just need the air, slight mist here and there. Lucky bamboo is a nice one. You know, there's reasons behind the lucky bamboo, but they're easy to grow as well. One of my favorites is the pothos. So many different styles, the heart-shaped leaves, easy to grow. Nothing really to have to worry about. In the sun, shade, too much sun is bad for it. I'd say more shade is better. All different colors to it. There's the yellow and green leaves. There's the white and green leaves. There's all sorts of different colors. I have one. It's like a snow queen or something like that. But that's nice and easy. Another easy one, spider plants. Spider plants are very quick growers. Easy to deal with. You don't have to worry. And they produce runners all the time. So if you have one that you can do, you can cut them and use another one. Now, the final one I'll mention for now is the peace lily. Peace lily can leave in the corner, barely touch. It'll flower a couple times a year with that white flower. You won't have to do a lot. Just filtered light. It'll droop a little bit, telling you it needs to get watered. That's about it. Anyways, we're going to take a break here. We'll get back. We can answer more questions. We'll talk more about plants. But our phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We will be back in a few.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.